And welcome back to the Sign Green Show. I'm Sign Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Make sure you go to signgreenshow.com. That's signgreenshow.com. All the latest interviews, news, and photos. All the good stuff is there at signgreenshow.com. Make sure you also go to my Twitter page. It's at Sign Green Show. And you can also follow me on Facebook. It's Sign Green Show Media. If you want to follow me on Facebook, we had this guy on last month, and he's still wowing the world with all this great technology. Bob Wudek, he's the associate vice president, strategy and business development for BenQ US. He's on a Super Celebrity Hotline right now. Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you know what? A few weeks ago, we had someone in the studio speaking about projector screens for the big Super Bowl game. And they said the average screen is about 2,500. The average screen is about 2,500. I noticed BenQ sells projectors. Can you tell me about the features and the cost?
Yeah, the advantage of a BenQ projector is that you can really watch a 100-inch television. And generally, the price, by the time you put a screen up and if you want to mount the projector, it's about half of what you were talking about. So it's a really great way to watch a very big image for not much money.
Now, do the projectors offer features that are equivalent to HD TVs and the quality?
Yeah. In fact, you may know that most of the original content for movies, for example, is shown on originally designed for a projector. So all of the connectivity that is on a TV is in a projector. Your HDMI interfaces, our projectors have an audio speaker in them, and the chip resolution that is in the actual projectors is the same chip technology that's in a cinema. It's just that the HDTV resolution and HDTV color space, so that you can basically get the same picture that you would see on a TV, except twice the size.
Now, one thing I know as far as like the older projectors is that they were prone to overheating. Now, are the BenQ projectors, are they prone to overheating, or do they have some kind of device that prevents overheating?
They don't overheat unless you block the air vents. They do have a lamp, so there is a heat source in there. But we've actually designed our projectors to not only not overheat, but not even require a filter like some of the older ones do. So part of the reason that you had old projectors on different technology is that they had to have a filter, and if you didn't clean the filter, then the projector would get too hot. Well, we engineered the filter right out of the projector, so you can put it up there like every other IT or television device and not have to sit there and clean it all the time.
Now, one thing I know I like about, you know, these HD TVs is that they're so compatible with all my other peripherals, like my cable, my DVD player, mobile phones, and gaming consoles. Does the projectors that BenQ have, can you do the same thing?
Yeah, in fact, we just brought out a new model, our HD 1075. Sells for under $1,000. And like most of our other models, it has your regular inputs, like for television inputs and HDMI and audio and that type of thing. But one of the things we added this time is the ability to do MHL, which is a little chip that you can take your phone and you can actually beam your stream images right to the projector using an NHL type of interface. In fact, like the Google Chrome and some of these other Roku sticks use MHL, so you can put a Roku stick in the back of this projector and essentially watch Netflix anywhere, including any outside, if you want, if your Wi-Fi reaches, anywhere your Wi-Fi reaches, you can have content. So you don't have to have a cable to connect it. You can really connect it any way you want.
Oh, wow. So your average cost for a BenQ, let's say a new consumer to BenQ projectors, and they're just getting into, you know, watching, you know, television from a BenQ projector, what should they start off with?
Well, we have basic three three models that are really good for people who are looking at their first projector. Our HD 1075 is one that's designed for a lot of the new homes that are being built, where you put the projector about 10 to 12 feet away. You can hang it from the ceiling. That's sort of the standard projector. The street price on that runs around $800. For your folks in Chicago, and if they're on the East Coast and live in an apartment, we have a version of that that's great for apartment dwellers. It's the HD 1085, and what's special about that one is for $100 more, it has a special lens that enables you to have it just 6 feet away from any wall, and it puts up a 100-inch image. So the concept here is that you keep the projector in the closet, and then when you're ready to watch the game, you pull it out, set it on the coffee table, run a cable from your cable box or wherever you're getting your TV signal, and boom, put it on the wall. You've got a 100-inch image that everybody can gather around, and then when you're done, you put it right back in the closet until you're ready for the next event.
Oh, wow. And it seems like BenQ is always ahead of the mark when it comes to products. Can you tell me some of the products that you're working on and what we should be on the lookout for?
Well, one of the products that we just came out with and is sort of the big brother to this. It's called the HC1200. And the this thing has a much bigger lamp than any our regular projector, so it's designed for a conference room. But where a lot of your listeners that have big game rooms, you know, these are becoming more popular that are not dark. They're you know, have windows and everything like that. This thing will put up a huge image, and you don't even have to turn down the lights. So we're working on technology to do more of that and to be able to make the projectors even easier to use and have better audio. So that's so, you know, right now you can have basically for $1,000 a projector in almost any room in your house or a conference room that does spectacular image quality.
Oh, wow. And there you have it. Bob Wudek, the Associate Vice President of Strategy and Business Development for BenQ US. Make sure you check out BenQ US online. It's BenQ.us. Make sure you check all that stuff out. Bob, thanks so much for joining us, man.
Thanks for having me, Sean. Take care.
And we'll be back right after this.